Peter, the expected win, but a very good performance, plenty of points scored, seven tries plus a penalty, and a very good performance by Matthew Devine. So there's a lot to pick out of that, and it sets you up then for next week. I suppose that's the only way you, at this stage of the season.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think that there was lots to like about it. I think even just the first quarter of the game or so that was a bit stodgy. I think that wind, we struggled to get out of our bottom third, and Zebre, threw everything at us. And I think the way the lads, weathered that storm, dug it out, and started to assert themselves, I was really pleased with. And then on the back of that, I thought we played some terrific rugby. So they were very important in terms of the URC, very important in terms of our points difference as well. The messages we were sending down from the coach's box, sort of 15, 20 minutes to go, it wasn't just about putting the foot down in terms of wanting to score tries, but it was so important that, we didn't just keep leaking them at the other end and end up winning a sort of, 40 to 30 contest. And, on the whole, I thought we did a good job of that in that last quarter. And as you mentioned, Matthew Devine, I thought he was terrific for a first start. I think he had that perfect balance of facilitating the team in terms of allowing us to play fast and doing the basics really well, but at the same time, had his X factor moments as well, and we're really excited about what's to come for him.
Could we have seen him a bit earlier? I have to ask, because people were kind of a bit awestruck by. I mean, look, it's Zebre, so I understand that, but he does seem to have a bit of presence about him.
No, he does. He's not short of confidence, and I think he's got a really smart rugby brain, and he wants to assert himself in the gameplay, whether that's something at training or whether that's the match here. I think he'll be the first to say that we've never doubted his X factor, and but he's been working really hard on that consistency around some of the basics, and facilitating the team and learning about decision making and linking in with the tens, the Jack and JJ, and the calls they're putting into him. So I thought he handled that really well this evening. I have to say that because he just sat down next to me. So.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You couldn't say anything else. Good time in that. Also looking at some of the, John Porch is back after a while. Shane Jennings at 15, maybe a little bit in and out. They did pepper him a bit, but going forward, he still seems to be able to see the gaps that are there. He's looking for them all the time.
Yeah, I think, I said to Shane there out on the field, there were a couple of mistakes early, and it's very easy to go into your shell at that point and stop going up for the high balls or stop making decisions. But, it was part of the reason, even though we put Porchy to fullback, it was important to keep Shane on the field. We put him out to the wing, and it was important for him to be out there and weather that storm. And I think the way he carried, as you said, he's got that ability to beat that first defender. I think that was really important. So it's another great learning experience for him and time in the saddle. To have Porchy back is brilliant for us. He's been a stalwart for us over many seasons, and as we've said, the back three stocks have been a little bit thin at times. So to have him back on the roster with a couple more to come over the next few weeks is really good timing.
The way Joe Joyce was used tonight in open play, coming onto the ball, that seems, when you're watching, is a better use of him maybe than going from a standing start or just trying to drive the ball through. Was that a definitive plan this evening? Because he seemed to be loitering in space, looking for that a movement at speed.
Yeah, look, I think that's a really smart pickup. It's a definite plan, but probably not isolated to Joycey in that sense, in terms of his role. I think one of the things we've been working on as an attack over the last few weeks has really been about that timing further wide, further away from the ruck. I think if you've got forwards running off nine, it's a little bit easier to get your timing off. You're the first pod off 10, but when you're sort of a couple of pods of players away, and it's got to go through several pairs of hands before your moment, so that patience, that timing, that's all part of us trying to get flow all the way across that attacking line. And as you mentioned, I thought Joycey did that really well today, and the reward then is those dominant carries up against backs or defenders with softer shoulders in the midfield. So I thought he was excellent, but I think as a team we're improving in that space as well.
Some interesting results, some pretty crazy results really for what you would expect. So next week again, now how do you analyse this game and then line in the sand and move on? It's the second last game at this stadium in its current format. It's a big win. People have left here very excited, but it's really only part now of a setup of four more games left, three of which are away.
Yeah, it is, and you know, it's a tough four games. You know, I know the Dragons are down nearer the bottom of the log, but Rodney Parade, as we all know, is a tough place to play your rugby, and you know, they certainly don't back down there. So we've got four tough games coming up. I think it's probably the curse of the head coach. Everyone's celebrating the performance tonight, and you know, you're already thinking away about what's to come and selection and game plan and what can we learn from this. So, you know, it's fascinating. I think, you know, I said to the boys down there in the change room, we need to celebrate the win. We need to acknowledge what was really good about the performance tonight. But we also, once we've done that, we need to make sure we come in on Monday morning ready to apply ourselves in the preparation for Dragons. We've got a full week of preparation. We've not had a three-day training week for a little while with the travel and so forth. We can't afford to ease into the week. We've got to make the most of Monday. We've got to train well Tuesday. We've got to polish things Thursday and get on the plane ready to go. And what we can't do is you know, dwell on a really good performance this evening and find we're chasing our tails at the end of the week, because Rodney Parade and the Dragons are pretty unforgiving if you go in with that mindset. So the review will be similar. You know, acknowledge the good stuff. Let's see why it worked. But also look at how we might be able to better control momentum in that first 20 minutes and look at what we need to do better away from home next week.
Any injuries? JJ limped off. It's hard to tell. I was after he'd scored his try, so maybe he was just a bit tired. But is there anybody else picked up any bangs?
No huge concerns. I think hopefully JJ's was more of a cramp than a you know, a muscle injury, and he was certainly determined to take the conversion before he came off, which is normally a good sign that it's not too bad. But as I said, we're happy to play with 14 for the back end of the game and look after him a bit. But look, other than that, I think it's a pretty clean bill of health and a couple of cramps at the end, but they're generally guys who haven't played much rugby for us, so we're happy there.